Buzzing at 102.9, it's Dubs talking with Captain Wild Bill from Deadliest Catch.
What are you doing, Mike?
So, Wild Bill, I just want to get down to the nitty-gritty. How does one get into crabbing or apply for it?
Well, I recommend this to everybody who wants to try it. So find yourself a good meatpacking plant that has a freezer that's maybe minus 10 and arrange for them to let you sit in there for 3 days. And about every 20 minutes, have somebody come in and throw a 5-gallon bucket of water in your face. So after 3 days of experiencing that, if you still want to get hired and you want to, you know, take the next step.
We call that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the winter here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I've been watching. You guys, you're still in winter. Didn't anybody tell you it's springtime yet? What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, old man winter just wants to keep. We're going to go right from winter to fall to winter again.
Well, I've been there. It's beautiful. But, geese have small brains, and they go south when it gets cold. So that's kind of what I do.
All right, and since you've been to Minnesota, when we have our snowfall, sometimes Mother Nature likes to have these big marshmallow flakes fall down. And it feels so powerful. And this season of The Deadliest Catch, you are in the Bering Sea. Is there something in the Bering Sea that you could compare to our marshmallow-like snowfall?
Yeah, when you're in your wheelhouse and you've been awake for about 2.5 days, and then Mother Nature sends that big snowflake in the form of a 40-foot wave crashing down across the bow, or it fills the entire deck. Some of the guys are swimming, and you're counting rain gear to make sure you still have everybody on board. It's kind of the same moment as your snowflake.
And speaking of making sure that everybody's on board, I know this season of The Deadliest Catch, you have a deckhand that falls off into the water. Does that mean business just halts for that day and you go out and look for them? Do you call the Coast Guard? What happens when a deckhand falls in the water?
Well, let me give you this. I've been doing this for 40 years, and it's the first time I've been on a boat that had somebody in the water. So it's not a regular occurring event. So the magnitude of it is amazing. I mean, it's just such a big deal. I mean, usually, if somebody goes in the water, there's a good chance you're not getting them back.
Right. You have to assume that.
You know, due to the water temp and the way the wind and the tide and the waves are pushing you away from them. And, you know, the guy gets out of the circle of the boat where you have lights, and you're just, you know, there's a regular procedure. We train for it over and over and over, and you hope that you never have to use it. And training is a big part of this, and we train for everything from the harvesting the crab to different emergencies. So life at sea has its surprises.
And from what I've heard, there's going to be a lot of surprises this season on Deadliest Catch.
I think I'll probably watch more episodes than I have in a while, because it's going to be a good year.
Again, Deadliest Catch premieres April 10th at 8 p.m. on Discovery. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Captain Wild Bill.
Rock it.